Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As you heard, my name is Nathan Earle. I'd like to start my set off for all of you with a quick impression, if I may. This is my impression of a man who was chosen to play the role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons instead of sex. Hey, everybody. As you heard, my name is Nathan Earle. It's so good! It's so good. When it's good, it's great. At least in Dungeons & Dragons, you know what you're saying is fake. Alright. Now that I got you in my pocket, I would like to just identify if my core competency is here tonight, my main demo, so to speak. So please, make some noise if you have major depression! Let's go! Yeah! Oh my god! Who stared into the void so long? It's their only true friend! Yeah! Oh my gosh, who watches porn just to see intimacy these days? Oh yeah! This guy gets it. Oh, who cuts themselves while shaving because it's easier to explain? That's right, I'm gonna go home tonight and really just feel my feelings. I like to do that, break the stigma around mental health. You know, squeaky wheel gets the grease. And silent, slowly degrading wheel eventually brings a gun to the workplace. That's what my mom taught me. I think the worst part about being diagnosed with depression is having to call all of your exes and just check if they got it as well. Turns out they did. From being away from this sweet deed. Speaking of, I don't know if you guys know, but Tinder recently started adding ads to the service, which has made me think, yeah, I'd fuck that car. All right, time to get political. Oh my gosh. I don't know how you guys feel about a border wall. But I personally just hope that we keep chalk next to it so we can mark how we grow as a nation from year to year. I have a cousin. That guy is an alt-right in the streets and a KKK in the sheets. All right. That has eaten up my allotted time. I've been Nathan Earle.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.